Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. My name is Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and today I want to talk about when you're struggling around exercise from a law of attraction perspective, from a manifesting weight loss perspective, okay? So let's talk about exercise and talk about when you want to lose weight and you're thinking to yourself, right, I want to lose weight and I need to exercise in order to lose weight. And I just want to cover some bases around law of attraction, manifestation, mindset, and emotional eating, because like I keep on saying, your mindset around weight loss is always going to be to do with your emotions, because remember that manifestation is all about your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And feelings are a really strong manifester. And to a certain extent, we can't control our negative thoughts, right? So our ego will ramble on about shit a lot. And eventually you can practice having that voice of the ego there, but not letting your feelings be affected by it. And eventually the voice of the ego saying that same pattern or same story that it's been telling for a long time gets dull, and then it doesn't even appear anymore. And that's kind of what happened with me around food and weight and emotional eating. I used to have that negative chatter about, oh, I'm going to gain weight now, or oh, I just ruined my diet, or oh, I'm just so lazy because I didn't go to the gym today. And these patterns of the ego, I had to practice not getting out of feeling good. So I would not let that thought make me feel like shit. And I had to practice not believing in that thought or not letting that thought mean anything. And then eventually those thoughts, those repeating patterns and repeating stories eventually disappeared, or they would severely dull down. And it was the same with my cravings as well. So cravings are very real when you're in them and you're listening to them, but eventually they become dull. And they fade away when you learn how to consistently do the right thing around them, you know, practice the right law of attraction and psychology perspective around cravings, right? But anyway, today I want to talk about when you're struggling around exercise and you want to lose weight, okay? Because a lot I hear people and clients of mine talk about needing to exercise in order to lose weight. And this is something that I really want to talk about from the kind of relationship you have to form with exercise and eating and weight loss is really, really important if you're wanting to manifest permanent weight loss, okay, in a healthy kind of a healthy self-love way where you are not in the dieting mentality constantly. And what I mean by dieting mentality is that you're pushing and forcing and it feels unnatural to you, right? Rather than ease and flow and I'm happy and I'm listening to my body type thing. Okay, so here's the thing around exercise when you're struggling around exercise. A lot of the time we struggle around things that we should be doing, right? We have a relationship with things where we should be doing it, and that then, because of the relationship we have to it, I should be doing this. The aspect of I should be doing it creates a lot of emotion around it that feels hard. And all of this emotion around exercising because you should be doing it starts to feel difficult and uncomfortable. And that's really what we want to get rid of, is this feeling of it being hard and uncomfortable, right? We want to make it feel easier. And the way that you do that is to, first of all, this is all about playing a game with your mind, yeah? Because, like, you got to learn how to play with your mind to make it do stuff, to make yourself, like, it's all about mind games so that you start doing the behaviors that you want to. It's like negotiating with a small child. It's like there's certain tactics that work with your mind. And that's, I'm going to teach you a few of my tactics that I've learned over the years on what to do, especially around weight loss, because weight loss is this funny thing where it becomes so linked into our self-worth. And so I want to teach you certain strategies around that. So anyway, first of all, with exercise, the relationship that you want to form with exercise is that you don't want to form a relationship with exercise where it's this thing that helps you lose weight. And I know this sounds really crazy, but when you form a relationship with exercise that it helps you lose weight, it can, like, indirectly increase your appetite, in the sense that if you've got these thought patterns and beliefs where you think, oh, I've done a workout or I've done some cardio, therefore now I get to eat more food. The relationship with food is then about meeting emotional needs, such as, oh, I get to eat this now because I deserve it, as opposed to meeting like biological needs, meaning I'm biologically hungry right now and I need to eat food for fuel, kind of thing, right? So the relationship with food, if you view exercise as this thing that helps you lose weight, you're likely to view food as this thing that you deserve, right? So it's complicated in the sense that, like, it might not make sense to you now when I'm explaining it, but trust me, like, you got to just trust me, because this is all about the different connections that your brain has formed in your head. And unless you're very, very self-aware, which some of you might be working towards being, like, you might be self-aware, like, I get that you're probably self-aware if you're listening to this podcast, but some of the patterns that you have around food and weight are very unconscious still. And by listening to this podcast, by doing courses and coaching and stuff like that, the whole purpose is to bring it into your, like, bring it from this unconscious, like, place where it's in your blind spot, to bring it up. Because I noticed even when I coach people one-on-one, this is the thing too with one-on-one coaching, is that you might listen to a course and you might listen to my podcast, but there's certain blind spots that you're not aware of until I point them out and I say, hey, like, you think this isn't an issue, but it is, kind of thing. And so you might not be aware of certain patterns of thought that I can identify by listening to the way that you speak, kind of thing. And so I'll tell you that most people, as I hear them talk about exercise, I can sense that their relationship to food and exercise is an emotional attachment, and that's why there's a struggle with emotional eating, as opposed to more of a like just that food is just food and it fuels me and exercise is just exercise and it's part of being healthy, type thing. Because we're taught so much to focus on exercise a lot when we're wanting to lose weight. And yeah, logically, we know that exercise can assist with certain things. But what I want you to understand, that exercise is not necessary in order to lose weight. Okay, so I'll say that again. Exercise is not necessary in order to lose weight. And I need you to form a belief around that to understand, not to make you not exercise, I'm not saying that, is just to not view exercise as this thing that you're only doing when you're trying to lose weight. You want to view exercise as this thing that has non-weight loss benefits. So for example, exercise can help prevent osteoporosis. It can, like if you're weight training, it helps maintain muscle mass so that you don't lose, your metabolism doesn't slow down as you age. So you know how there's that whole thing about metabolism slowing down as you age? It's actually only because muscle mass you'll lose muscle mass as you age, hence your metabolism will decrease as you age if you don't exercise, right? So if you don't actively like maintain your muscle mass through exercising and like protein intake and all that crap. But anyway, like, yeah, so you want to focus on not from a place of fear. Again, like you don't want to be like, oh no, I got to go to the gym or else I'm going to lose muscle mass or whatever. It's more from a place of love and making it easy, which I'm going to talk about. So like, for example, yeah, focusing on, I mean, even if we're not talking about like this, just the benefits of like osteoporosis or like, whatever, like maintaining muscle mass, like let's just talk about, well, another thing, like, you know, flexibility, posture helps with your posture, and posture helps with like your breathing and like back pain and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it depends on what type of exercise and the technique you use and blah blah blah, your form and blah, blah, blah. But let's just try and focus on exercise being this thing that helps us in so many ways and not focus on it as a weight loss thing. So for example, one of the things, okay, so for example, let's think. Exercise gives you more energy, right? So when you increase your fitness, it's easier to do day-to-day tasks because you're more physically fit and therefore you have more energy because you're fit. So for example, like you're going up a flight of stairs, you'll get so puffed out if you're unfit. Whereas if you are focusing on exercising and your physical fitness, then you'll find it easier to do these tasks. So like you could just play around with that being the relationship that you have to exercise. You know what I mean? Like all of this is about like playing around a little bit, playing around with the different energies that you hold and different beliefs and emotions that you hold around exercise and starting to shift it. Because this is going to help motivate you to go to the gym. And it's not like you're going to get motivated just like at the snap of the fingers. But if you've got a lot of resentment around your weight, you hold a lot of shame and guilt, and you've got a lot of trauma around dieting, which I did, and I had a lot of trauma around going to the gym and stuff like that, then, you know, you want to start and form new perspectives on things, because you don't want the focus to be around your shame and guilt and your heaviness and how shit you feel right now, right? So that's kind of one of the things that I want you to do, is shift the energy around why you need to exercise and completely drop it. Like even for a moment, if you've got so much resistance around exercising, even what I do sometimes is I just drop it. And I go, what do you mean I should exercise? I don't need to do anything. I get to do whatever the fuck I want. And you kind of just shift your energy a little bit. And then once you've shifted out of that resistance and you're like, I get to do whatever the fuck I want. And then you feel more aligned in that place now because you've just said, I'm in charge. I get to do whatever the fuck I want, rather than being in that emotional battle in your own head where you're like, I should exercise. Oh, I don't want to exercise. Right? You're just like, I get to do whatever the fuck I want because I'm the boss of my life. And then like your energy now shifts into a better place. And then you can start leaning into reasons why actually exercise might make you feel good Because what you got to do is kind of tiptoe around it to find a place that feels easy for you, because it's all otherwise you're just introducing more resistance when you start arguing in your head around how you should be exercising. Because then what will come up is your ego comes in, you're a lazy piece of shit because you're not exercising. And then what are you? You're not in alignment, right? You're not in alignment. So from a place of alignment, you can play with the energy of exercising for positive reasons, for reasons why that will benefit you and make you feel good. And guess what? From that place, it feels easy. And then what you do also is that you just get into the energy of going to the gym without attaching emotion to it. Because also, if exercising, you link exercise with weight loss and your weight loss is linked to your self-worth, then guess what? No wonder your exercising feels so hard, because it's so emotionally charged, because it's linked with your self-worth, right? So that's why you have to drop all these links, because it's making it feel so hard because of so much emotional attachment. Of course there's so much pressure on exercising. Of course it feels so difficult because it's linked into your self-worth, like directly, because if you don't lose weight, you're a piece of shit. And like, then, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, not literally you're a piece of shit. I'm just saying what goes on in your brain. Like, in your brain, you've got that attachment of like, if I don't lose weight, I'm a piece of shit. And I'm not going to the gym, therefore I'm not going to lose weight, therefore I'm a lazy piece of shit, right? And so these are the things that I want you to be able to view and understand what's going on in your head, and see that what you're currently doing around your head, all of this arguing and thinking that it's going to support you into exercising more, is not true. It's actually just creating more resistance, more struggle around your weight loss. So the key really is to detach from weight loss being, I mean, exercise being this thing that makes you lose weight, because all you need to do to lose weight is be in a calorie deficit, and you don't need to exercise in order to be in a calorie deficit. So what you want to do is the relationship with exercise needs to be other than weight loss. Even though weight loss can come, it's like exercise just becomes this thing that you do, and it doesn't hold a lot of emotional charge around it. Don't let it mean anything. Don't let it mean that if you go to the gym, you're a good girl, and if you don't go to the gym, you're a bad girl. Don't allow it to have meaning, right? Don't allow it to mean that you're a lazy person, because then you're just supporting this story in your head about you being a lazy piece of shit. And then guess what? When you activate that story that you're a lazy piece of shit, you're going to start binge eating, or you're going to start mindlessly eating in front of the television, because you have to escape that reality that you're a lazy piece of shit, right? So I hope all that makes sense, right? So it's really important to understand how your behaviors actually happen, and why you do what you do, why you sabotage yourself, why you have the intention to exercise, but instead you sit on the couch eating, right? This is why, because you've got to shift the energy around everything. You've got to come to a place of alignment, come to a place of love, and then you will be in a position to start motivating yourself to exercise. But if there's so much resistance because you keep on arguing in your head, guess what? You're going to be on the couch eating. And that, you arguing in your head around whether or not you should exercise, is probably just a trigger for you to binge eat and emotionally eat, because next minute you're hungry, right? Why? Because you just had an argument in your head where you came to the conclusion that you're a lazy piece of shit because you're not exercising. Okay, so you have to understand how closely, like so closely, your appetite is so closely linked to your emotions. It's insane. You don't even question it, because when you get hungry, you don't question it. When you start eating mindlessly in front of the TV, you don't question it. You just think that it's about willpower. No, it's not about willpower. It's about understanding your emotions and how your triggers are like all of the stuff that I just talked about and how it relates to why you overeat or why you're emotional eating, why you're struggling to lose weight, why you're struggling to exercise. So now, after you shift your energy around exercising and you come to a conclusion where, because what you can do is actually ask yourself why you want to exercise versus why you don't want to exercise. Like whenever something comes up, instead of getting in an emotional battle in your head, just calm the fuck down and ask yourself why. When you notice the ego come in and say, why? Because you're a lazy piece of shit and you should go exercise because you need to lose weight. Well, no. Let's not engage in that pattern of thought. That's just a story. It's not true. I'm not a lazy piece of shit unless I choose to believe that story. I choose to activate that story in my head, right? So why don't I want to go to the gym? And then you ask yourself and then you'll notice, like, don't filter it. Just notice what comes up. Because I'm tired, because I don't have enough time, because I'm embarrassed to go to the gym because I've put on weight, or I'm embarrassed to go to the gym because I don't know what I'm doing, or it's raining, or it's too dark outside, or whatever's coming up for you. Have a conversation with your head from a place of non-judgmental curiosity and ask yourself why. Why don't you want to exercise, or why do you want to exercise? And then you're more in a position to suss out what's going on in your head. Now, once you've done this a few times, you get used to what, like I've heard a saying, I think Catherine Zenkina said it, heard it recently, like about not negotiating with your mind. And the thing that you do around that is that, like I was saying before, when you don't view exercise as this thing that you have to do in order to not be lazy or not be fat, right, you just do it. Like, you just get into, once you get over this shit of like why there's so much resistance around it, right? You got to first dive into why there's so much resistance around it, why it feels like a struggle, why it feels so hard. And once you've done that kind of work and you've journaled on that, then I want you to pretty much like set a time when you go, and then you just go. Like, you don't let it have any emotional attachment or feel any certain way. And some of the time you might say, I'm tired, that's why I'm not going to go to the gym, or I don't have enough time, or whatever excuse is coming up. Because sometimes for me, what comes up is that I'm tired, right? And then what I've done before, a lot of times in the past, and even now I'm using this strategy, is that I go. So I get in the car and I go. And even if it's the most laziest, shittest ever, like the most shittest workout ever, or I only do like one simple thing and it's not strenuous at all, the fact that I went to the gym is already reinforcing that habit of going to the gym. Right? And then once I've reinforced that habit of going to the gym, I start increasing the intensity of what I'm doing or lifting heavier as I'm doing it. But I make the process really easy, because also what might be sabotaging you is that when you've gone and you've gone to the gym and you've done a really strenuous workout and maybe you've been sore for days afterwards, your mind is viewing exercise as this really complicated thing. Oh my God, if I go to exercise, I'm only doing a good job if I work myself to the, like, I work super, super hard. Because that's, yeah, like, I get it. Like, you want to challenge yourself. But if you're in a position where you're not even fucking getting to the gym, you're not even going outside to go for a walk or whatever, make it easy. Don't view it as, oh, I'm only successful if I go to the gym and I do a kick-ass workout. No, you're successful if you go to the gym, even if you just do some lame-ass thing for 10 minutes and then you go home again, right? Because what are you doing? You're reinforcing the habit of actually getting in your car and going to do it. You've gone that far. And then once you've got some momentum around seeing that thing as easy, then like, oh my God, now I'm going to the gym twice a week instead of zero times a week. So now let me get into my next phase where I start actually making my workouts more challenging, or perhaps I work a little bit harder or whatever. Like, see that you can ease into it. You don't have to create rules around it that everyone else tells you. You get to make your own rules, and this is what I've played with that help me become more consistent with exercise, because you just start with baby steps. And I think this is where you're really going downstream, not upstream, because when you're really pushing yourself, oh, I've got to go to the gym and I've got to make sure it's a really like tough workout, you know, and then you're pushing, and then that's why you're getting in an argument in your head. That's why you're sitting on the couch and eating, because that you've got this connection that if I go to the gym, I have to push myself really hard, and you're not in a place where you want to push yourself hard because you're not aligned. So your emotional needs haven't been met. Therefore, you're not in a position to push yourself because you've already pushed yourself emotionally in other areas of your life, right? So your focus needs to be alignment. So even if that means that you're not going to the gym, you're focusing on alignment, and then you're in a better position to go to the gym because you've met your emotional needs, right? So you have to play with it and assess where you're at right now. That's what I always did. I assessed where I was at. I focused on getting myself into alignment, and then I got into an energy where it felt easy to go to the gym, and I went from there. And then before you know it, you're going to the gym and you're doing a good workout, right? But see how easy it was to ease into it, to kind of make play with the idea that it's easy to go to the gym, and that it doesn't matter if you just actually go to the gym and do a little bit and then come home, because you're reinforcing the habit of going to the gym and not carrying all this heavy emotion around it, right? And if different things come up as to, because you've got to also assess then, sorry about Bella. Oh my God, this dog. So pretty much you got to assess all the different beliefs that come up. So the way you do that is to just pay attention to your thoughts, right? Pay attention to your thoughts. Why don't you want to go to the gym? Because like I was saying before, because you don't know what you're doing, or everyone's going to look at you, or, you know, there's different kind of things that come up as to why you're not exercising. Or perhaps you've got this thing in your head that you need to look a certain way before you exercise, or I need to lose X amount of weight before I exercise, or whatever's coming up for you. So these are the different things that you can do around exercise. But then eventually what part of doing it is to just do it and not actually carry all that emotional stuff around it. And then, like I was saying, viewing it from an easier perspective and then easing yourself into it. So they're like a few strategies from a mindset and law of attraction perspective where you can start getting into exercise again. But the biggest mistake that people make is that they carry so much meaning around exercise. And this is what I had to drop in order to drop the emotional eating. Because the thing is that you gaining weight from not exercising, like, it doesn't have to happen. Like, you don't have to gain weight when you don't exercise. Seriously, I've gone through periods where I haven't exercised and I didn't gain weight. And like I've gone through periods where I haven't exercised and I haven't gained weight because I'm an intuitive eater and I listen to my genuine hunger. So if I exercise less, my appetite is less because I'm not like, yeah, I don't need as many calories, so I don't get as hungry. But that's I'm in it more of an advanced stage now. So if for you, like the focus should be on not eating emotionally, right? And a lot of the time when you're sitting in front of the TV mindlessly eating, or you're eating everything on your plate and you're polishing off large portions, it's because you don't understand all of the emotions and how they're all triggering you to have a larger appetite, right? And one of the things is that when you hold meaning around the fact that you haven't been exercising or that you haven't been going to the gym, and that then triggers you to eat more food, the key isn't to start going to the gym more and make yourself feel better. The key is to change your relationship with food and exercise, to not let it hold so much meaning over your self-worth and over whether or not you're a lazy piece of shit or you're a good person, right? And when you drop all that meaning around it, then if you don't go to the gym or you skip the gym 1 week, it doesn't affect your weight, because you've shifted the beliefs around it, right? Because like I was saying, your emotions, and when you have this argument in your head and you activate stories in your head that you're a lazy piece of shit because you're not going to the gym, guess what happens 20 minutes later? You're sitting in front of the TV and wondering why you've got no willpower to put the bag of chips down, or why you've just polished off the whole tub of whatever, or you're binge eating on nuts because you're trying to be healthy, eat something healthy, but instead you're binging on protein balls or, I don't know, dried fruit or whatever the frick you're doing, like, you know. So trust me, it's all tied in together. And the thing that you need to focus on is your energy, your alignment, your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, not so much what the dieting industry tells you. Basically, like, this approach works. Like, freaking, my gosh, it's just amazing how much I'm different now to when I used to follow all the advice of what pretty much everything you hear, right? Is I did all that inner work, and then now I'm a different person. And I don't emotionally eat like I used to and have to force myself and like binge eat and yo-yo diet and all of that anymore, because I shifted my energy around things, because I overcame emotional eating, because I understand now how my negative beliefs and activating these stories and thought patterns in my head were affecting my appetite, right? So anyway, guys, I hope that was helpful today. Some strategies around exercising. Remember that the focus is alignment. The focus is to stay in alignment. And then once you're in alignment, you've met your emotional needs, then it's easier to be more disciplined, I guess you could say, with things, because you're working with yourself rather than against yourself, right? And you want to try and view things from a place of self-love and ease, like coming from a loving energy around exercise rather than an energy of fear and having to force yourself out of fear that you'll gain weight or fear that you're not going to lose it because you're not going. Can you feel like, feel how different that energy is when you're coming at it from love versus fear? The thing that you fear about coming at it from love is because your ego is trying to convince you that when you approach things from love, you're being lazy, because we're kind of taught that it's lazy to not push ourselves, right? But it's not like that. It's like such a false perception, because when you're in alignment, you're in a better place to make the right decisions in your life, right? And the reason why you don't trust feeling good or being in alignment is because when you're an emotional eater, when you start feeling good or you've lost some weight, you all of a sudden think, oh, now I get to eat whatever I want. And then you've experienced that, and then you've experienced the weight gain from that. But that's just because of emotional eating. Like, that's just the whole emotional eating and ego talking and sabotaging you, right? So there is another way. You've just got to open yourself up to viewing what I'm saying and being open to what I'm saying, because trust me, there is another way. You just haven't experienced it yet. And it doesn't, just because you haven't experienced it yet doesn't mean that it doesn't get to be in your future. Just because of your past doesn't determine your future, okay? So just because you don't yet haven't experienced this doesn't mean that you're not going to overcome it and be able to experience it like I do, okay? It's just a matter of practicing it and a matter of brainwashing yourself into the new way of thinking, okay? So anyway, I hope today's episode was helpful, and let me know if it was. Leave me a iTunes review or send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. And I also still have a couple spots available for one-on-one, soon to be probably only one spot available for one-on-one coaching for this year. So I highly, highly recommend that you jump onto that at the price that I've got going at the moment, because that's only going to be available for these spots that I had four spots available, but I've only got like one, maybe two spots left. So let me know. Send me an email at barbaraorban@nodietbabe.com if you would like to have some epic shifts with me and transform your reality around food and weight and manifest weight loss, overcome emotional eating, and just become hot as fuck, right? I mean, you're already hot as fuck. Like, everybody is just absolutely hot as fuck. That's another thing about actually lifting weights, right? Makes you feel, like, for me, it's like that empowered feeling. It makes me feel really sexy and, like, I like that strong feeling. So you can focus on that too, right? Anyway, that just came out of nowhere, but at least Bella stopped barking now. Sometimes I just tune her out. Like, so I don't even realize she's barking because I've just learnt to tune her out. So I'm really sorry if she's annoying sometimes. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a lovely week, and I love you guys. I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.